Let's talk about some of those things. We thought we'd kind of go through some scenarios that might give rise to a good way, a good methodology by which we can talk about these things. And the first one that we'll talk about is that, say you represent, your company either has or your client has a global portfolio. And what I posed to my panelists was that it was on six continents. We excluded Antarctica for the time being. So you've got a six continent, if you will, patent portfolio, and you've decided you, quote, need to enforce it. Your need may be, you know, a little bit different, but you've decided you're going to enforce it. There's either a series of infringers or one big infringer, think GlobalFoundry, out there that you want to go after, and you're trying to force something to happen, whether it's to cut down on the number of infringers or force a deal. What are you going to say to your company? What are you going to say to your client? Where are you going to tell them to go? Are you going to go with the sort of usual suspects? We've got the UK, Germany, France, and China are some of the typical places, but is that all you're going to do? So what I thought I'd do is first start off with a couple of different country-specific recommendations and turn to Kat and then Rick. Kat, about maybe ask you about China and Taiwan first, and then Rick will turn to you, and you can talk about Germany and France. But then we'll expand. We'll turn to Mike and say, all right, for your company, what are you going to say to them? What are you worried about? And what are you going to think about when you're getting ready to do this?
Kat.
Sure. So one place that I would definitely look is China, and that's going to be kind of the focus of what I'm going to talk about today. But the kind of reason is why China. Now, China definitely has pros and cons. I think one of the pros that China has is that they have an extremely fast time to trial. You're looking at getting to trial within 12 to 18 months in China on infringement. Now, China does have a bifurcated system such that infringement is tried separately than validity. Validity is done in more of, I would call, an IPR-esque type proceeding before the Patent Office of China, which is the CNIPA. So I think time to trial is one attractive quality about filing in China as opposed to other places in the world. You know, the other thing about China is it's really trying to increase its global profile in terms of showing that it is serious about patent protection. It has recently created something akin to our federal circuit to hear appeals. It also has specialized IP courts in Shanghai, Beijing, and Shenzhen. It's also got other IP tribunals throughout the country. So they're really trying to develop a specialty in it and make sure that the judges that are hearing the cases are the judges who are experienced in technology and want to hear the cases. So I think that's reassuring for plaintiffs who are considering filing there. A couple of the other pros, I would say, of China are the cost is lower to litigate there. This is in large part to the fact that they don't have a discovery process like we do in the U.S., but also just generally legal fees are cheaper in China. So for a company that doesn't have as many resources, that's one reason to consider it. And then finally, the fact that in China, if you prevail and there's a finding of infringement, it's almost automatic that you'll get an injunction. There may be cases where that doesn't happen if it involves such things such as an SEP patent, or it implicates the public or the national interest, but otherwise an injunction is fairly automatic. You know, all that being said, China's certainly not a perfect place. I think right now with the U.S.-China trade relations, we should take a cautious look at things because what I'm hearing through the grapevine is that some cases that are involving U.S. companies are starting to get delayed. So I would say take this advice with a grain of salt on what is currently going on. The other thing, too, is on a more practical standpoint, China, their damages numbers are way lower than ours. They're talking when you can make the conversion to U.S. dollars, you're talking hundreds of thousands, low millions, it's single-digit millions. And so it's really you go there for the injunction, not for the money. And so if you have a financial interest that you're really interested in a high damages award, that's a reason not to go to China. And also, they are still a newer country. The law is not yet that predictable there, so you have to be willing to take a bit of a risk if you go there. And so that's another reason that may detract from China. But those are some of the pros and cons that I would weigh if I was advising a client on where they want to file suit. Obviously, you have to have Chinese patents to begin with. I think companies nowadays are certainly filing them and realizing that that's somewhere they want to get patent protection. But not all companies already have a strong portfolio in China yet, and so this only applies to those that do.
Can I ask a follow-up? One of the things you mentioned was a little bit slower if you're involving U.S. entities or even foreign entities. I've sometimes seen where the U.S. entity will transfer patents into a Chinese entity to in an effort to avoid that, but then that brings up other issues with respect to other patents owned by the U.S. or that are in the same family. Is that something that the companies are still doing, or is that not as much a problem as it used to be in terms of, used to be if you were a U.S. company, you were 90 days or 6 months slower just naturally because of all the stuff you had to do.
So that's one thing that I think some companies have done. I'm not sure that that's actually been that effective, because I will say that China really is trying to show the world that you can get just a fair result of being a foreign company as opposed to being a Chinese company there. They realize, I think, what their reputation is. And so I think they really made an extra effort, I would say, probably before the trade war happened to make that possible. And if you look at the numbers in terms of the statistics, foreign companies were actually prevailing just as much, if not more, than Chinese companies.